I wonder why a mixed breed would be.
I don't know, but they do. They say all these dogs, it's in circuses and places, you know, like that, where they train to do all these tricks, that they all mixed breeds.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as a matter of fact, a lot of the dogs that, you know, you see on TV shows doing all these tricks seem to be the poodles or small dogs like chihuahuas.
Mm-hmm.
You ever tried to teach that dog any tricks or anything like that?
No, I have never fooled her. But she's smart. She knows a lot of things. Day before yesterday, I had to carry her to the vet. She was having some little problems. And I go to the telephone and call up the vet, talk to him. And then next thing I knew, she goes under the bed. She heard me talking. And I was going to have to take her down there. So I had to run out from under the bed. She went under the closet to get. I had to get her.
I wonder if it's, you know, anything in the tone of your voice or something like that.
I guess. I don't know.
Something.
I think she knows things that she... And she barks at everybody that comes in except people that
come in
every day. Now, my son lives in Biloxi. He teaches school down there. And when he comes home, and he maybe come in here at 10 o'clock at night if he wants to take a notion to come home, she won't bark at all.
Is that right?
When his car drives up, it's just she just calm as you please.
Interesting. Oh, man. How's you got a lot of plants outside and around? Is that a hobby or something?
Yeah. Like and I never have done that before. I've just, I had a few last year, and so this year I just kind of more or less picked up the tropical plants and things like that aquarium, a terrarium over there, I made that. And I just like to fool with just little things that's unusual.
Well, what is a terrarium?
Well, I'll show you what I got in here. It's just put in sandy loam. More or less, it's just tropical plants. I think I'm going to have to take this one out because it's growing that big. But I have a bird's nest fern and a lipstick plant and the bear clubfoot fern, and that's just another little fern. I don't know just what name that is. But they just grow under that thing, and of course, the condensation in there, you see. And this is a chicken gizzard plant.
Chicken gizzard?
Uh-huh.
Why do you call it that?
I don't know. And this is a bella palm, that is. So, I think they call that a star something. But, you see, the condensation is what causes them to grow. Rain, you know, just like rain, so I just get it back together. Sometimes I'll open it up and let it get a little air, you know, and it gets to raining in there too much.
So that's kind of a self-sustaining.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
Like that.
If it gets too dry, I sprinkle a little water in there, not much.
What about those plants outside? What all you have there?
Oh, I've got jade and Schefflera, which is a... more or less a plant that grows, they grow in Hawaii more than anything else because they don't have to have water. And then I have a kalachi, that is, I don't know, it's just it'll bloom. And I have philodendron and the ferns and Swedish ivy in the baskets. First one thing I know. Moses in the cradle.
Moses in the cradle.
Yeah, and when they bloom, they have a little bit of blooms about that long, and it looks just like a little bitty cradle.
Oh.
And they got little things in the center, looks like it might, you know, represent a baby or something like that in the cradle.
Oh, okay.
I haven't got mine blooming yet, but it's, I'm working with it. I don't know that I'll ever get it to bloom, but I have seen them blooming.
Yeah, I can appreciate somebody who has luck.
Yeah. Sort of thing. I'm not a green thumb. He's the green thumb.
Yeah.
He can stick anything in the ground, it'll grow. But I'm not that way. I have to work with mine to get them to do.
Yeah.